I think the second point is that photo identification requirements do not disproportionately depress voter turnout in racial minority populations. They simply don't. The data has shown, there's a Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, show that turnout in the 2008 election was at a historic high, and the total share of black voters in the national vote increased from 11% to 13%, according to election polls. I can go on with some of the other data, but probably one of the most interesting things is that compared Georgia's, and again, Representative Szabo, I think, was correct in that the increase in the Georgia vote among the African-American population increased about 6%. Now, I think it's correct to say we can't attribute that to photo identification, but it certainly shows there wasn't a reduction. At the same time, that's Georgia that has a strong photo identification requirements.